17th of August. And if you're just tuning in, welcome to the show. You're with me, Mike, in the morning. The show proudly powered by Accelerate Security, as we accelerate and drive you into our next interview of the morning. You might already be on the school rush this morning, or you might be anticipating in the not too distant future joining the school rush if you've got a little one on the way or who has recently arrived in your life. And, well, it's very appropriate then, because we are heading right now to Curro Salt Rock. And in particular, we are heading to the preschool. I mean, we had just the other day a fantastic chat with the other end of the spectrum, the other side of the school. We talked to Executive Head Sean Friedenthal and heads of primary and high school, respectively. But right now, I'm all about the babas, and we're looking at a full studio with pretty much I feel like I'm in good company here. I feel very safe. And from the Curro side of the things, on the marketing front, Cindy Carbutt joins us in the studio this morning. Cindy, how are you today?
Morning, Mike. Well, thank you for having us.
Great
thank
to have you.
Listeners.
Good morning, everyone. Alongside you, we've got the head of the preschool, Chantel Smith, is in the house as well. Chantel, how are you today?
I'm fantastic. Thank you, Mike.
Yay. And you've brought back up in the form of the Group 2 teacher, Zandi Mtembu, is in the house with us as well. Zandi, how are you today?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Are your little ones okay without you this morning?
I'm panicking even now.
Okay, well, make sure you can get back to them quick. But I'm really excited to dive into this chat. And as I was just telling you off air, Curro Salt Rock, the preschool, holds a special place in my heart because when my little guy, he's now two, but when he was when he first arrived in the world, we were staying Salt Rock side, and so when it came time to get him into his first experience of school, Curro Salt Rock was our introduction to the wonderful world of foundation phase learning. And wow, you know, he took to it so well, and he came out of his shell in such an amazing way. And you've got such an incredible group of people under your umbrella. Cindy, as the head of marketing, this is obviously an easy sell, because once people get to visit and experience it for themselves, you can see it immediately. Yeah. It's a special environment, eh?
So that's what's very important to us, that you don't just surf the website and look at facts and figures, because all the schools have that, but come and spend some time with us, meet the teachers, get a good feeling for our community and what we're offering you and your family.
Absolutely. And Chantel, as the head of preschool, you must be very proud to have such a sterling group of educational experts doing what they do so well. People like Zandi, who are loved by their parents and pupils alike.
100%. It's all about the love and the feel, and you must be there to actually experience it. And with my team, I've actually grown with them. I've been teaching with them for almost 6 years, and now as the leader, taking them into the next step of our very exciting future.
Brilliant. Zandi, as I believe you've also been, like Chantel, 6 years now, just about, hey?
Yes, it's been 6 years.
And we are approaching a big birthday next year with Curro Salt Rock celebrating 10 years of existence, a decade. Holy moly.
Very exciting.
That came around quickly.
Not in preschool anymore.
yeah. If you had started in preschool, you've definitely floated up. Yeah. But looking at where we're at right now, very, very exciting. Zandi, I want to find out from you in a second what a day in the life of a Group 2 learner is all about. But before we get there, let's have a look at what is on the cards leading up to the big birthday celebration next year. I believe this year, coming up in October, there is a special open day. Am I right, Cindy?
There is, in case you've missed our beautiful street pole adverts that are out now with our new logo, which is beautiful. We are going to be hosting a full campus open day. All ages, so from preschool right through to grade 12. We invite everybody in the community that is shopping for a school for the future or for now. Come through, have a look, visit us. Come and see our campus, our facilities, and very importantly, meet our teachers and have a chat.
That's your invitation. It's extended to you right now, wherever you are listening to this. 14th of October, open day, all ages, right through from a preschool all the way up to high school. Put it in your diary. And then, for those that are prospective looking at grade 8, so again, we're now out of preschool. February next year is another one to put in the calendar, am I right?
Yes, we hosted the first event, Connected Curo, this year, where we invite grade 7s that are currently in grade 7 in that February to come through again. We host an evening for parents and the students where we can facilitate what to expect in a classroom at that grade for the different subjects, come and meet our teachers, play some sport, chat to the coaches, get all your questions answered, and then hopefully go away and feel equipped and comfortable to make a big decision for high school.
No, there you go. But now let's bring it back to the preschool. And I want to find out, Chantel, there's this thing that I've heard about, an interesting progressive approach to foundation phase learning, and it's called the curiosity approach. What's that all about, and how is it being woven into the work that you do at Curo Salt Rock Preschool?
So at our preschool, we've got, well, at Curo, we've got an extensive curriculum where we're obviously working through the children's early childhood development. And we've decided, we've adopted this curiosity approach, which is a way of teaching. It's actually an approach to early childhood development, which is a beautiful recipe book of wonderful ingredients carefully mixed together to with experience and passion and the love of early childhood, so that the little ones can just, you know, play and develop and grow in a natural environment, but also ignite their curiosity for the future thinkers of the world.
Brilliant. So it's encouraging that curiosity through play, through building confidence, and bringing out the best in each little unique personality, hey?
Absolutely, yes.
Magic. So now, Zandi, as a group 2 teacher, firstly, what age are we talking about when we say group 2?
We're talking about 15 months going to 24.
Okay, so group 2 turning 2.
Yes, they're turning 2.
There we go. You see, you definitely are a preschool teacher because you're talking in months. You know what you're doing. tell me about a day in the life of a group 2 learner. What does it typically entail?
Group 2s, I can say it's all about experiencing, exploring, and just letting them like lead as we now using curiosity approach. It just shows us and give us an opportunity to just give the kids to lead. You can just put like some boxes on a carpet and just let the kids explore.
So this kind of child-led approach to play and learning through play.
Yes, exactly.
Rather than saying, sit here's a thing.
Here's some puzzle, play this, like draw or color, give like a child a picture and say like color. We trying to stop doing that now with curiosity approach. We will just give a child a paper and like a crayon. And
the option is there.
Yes, like you can draw.
If their curiosity takes them in that direction and they want to express themselves and start exploring color and shape, but that's cool. But there's also, there's other stuff happening. And there's the blocks over there. And there's the blocks over there. See where it leads them and how it unfolds. Yes, and then keeping busy on top of all of that.
Yes. And our teachers come alongside the learners and they actually explore with the learners. So that passion of and just bring their curiosity into what can we do with this? This is not just a stick. What else could this possibly be?
Yeah.
It could be a wand. It can be
a space rocket.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes.
And so I imagine as well that while you're going through this journey, you then get to really understand and just who you're dealing with and get to know each of these little individuals so that by the time you're halfway through the year or at the end of the year, you've really seen those personalities, those little people starting to develop and you know who is a bit more introverted maybe or who is a bit more active and likes to express themselves in a particular sort of way, and you can obviously tailor your approach based on that, hey?
Yes, you'll be surprised what like a 2-year-old can do. Like by
I've got one. Don't worry.
By the middle of the year, they can do like a lot of things.
It happens so quickly, and it's amazing from you know, start of year to the end of the year, just how rapidly those developments and those milestones rack up. And obviously, you're seeing it every day. So, group two, very important year. And from how young can little ones be enrolled at Sakura Salt Rock Preschool, Chantel?
From 3 months old, we take them. So
as young as 3 months?
We call them our pup babies because they can't move. So, yeah, we have them in the arms and we love them just like their moms do. Obviously, not exactly, but from a caring point of view, we take on the mom's routines and we just, it's about love and care at that point.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a really, you know, a special offering. And from as young as 3 months right the way up to?
Group five. So turning five, you're grade double noughts. And then from grade R, they move on to the foundation phase.
Okay, so the foundation and preschool, different things actually. I mean,
well, yeah, you've got early childhood development, which is what we specialize in.
That's
what we specialize in. And then yeah, we get them ready for their foundation of learning. And it's not about putting a pen in their hands; it's about prepping them from their sensory systems, getting their bodies ready, getting them curious, if I have to use the word often enough.
Curious, and it's kind of in the name. You're curious. It's a good fit. Yeah. This is really, really awesome. And for those that, as I say, might be expecting a new arrival, a little one on the way, or have a youngster who is of preschool going age or is approaching preschool going age, what's the smartest way to book a visit to go and experience what Kuro Salt Rock Preschool offers, and to find out if it's going to be the right fit for you? And I have no doubt it will be. Cindy, give us the guidance.
So, Mike, expectant mothers, especially those with the first little one on their way, feel, I think, very nervous about that decision. So as early as that mom feels that she needs to be equipped with that kind of information to start thinking about that decision, moms are most welcome to reach out to us on our website. We've got an email address, info.saltrock@kuro. Alternatively, call up or pop in, and we will be happy to host a quick visit at the preschool, answer any questions. And if you feel you need to come back a second time, or maybe bring your mom or bring your hubby through, then please do.
Absolutely.
Very easy.
Yes, we have our big open day coming up, but every day is open day as well. So
absolutely.
They are more than welcome to contact us at any time. Or come in. Like I said, pop in, come and have a play date.
Pop in, come and surprise us. Come and see how ready we are
to
have your little one part of our family.
And it really, a family is a good word to apply, because it really does feel like there is this community. There's a lot of love. And you really do embrace every family that joins the fold at Kuro Salt Rock, like they are part of your extended family. So well done on this exciting milestone. We're approaching 10 years just around the corner. Well done on what you do every day. It's not an easy job. I take my hat off to anyone working in early childhood development. But it's a special job. It's a calling, and you've got a fantastic team. Zandi, I'm going to let you run back to your class now. I know they're waiting for you. Chantel, thanks for giving us the perspective as the head of preschool, and really excited to have another chat again soon to find out what's on the cards for 2024. And Cindy, I have no doubt we'll have much to celebrate and to talk about as we get close to that big 10-year birthday celebration. Am I right?
We will. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mike.
Great
thank
to have you,
you
all, and wishing you a thrilling Thursday ahead. You heard it here on Radio Life and Style, the word from Kuro Salt Rock Preschool, and bringing you back to the music. Here's Adam Levine.